We are coming to the end of a down week for the economy, disappointing economic reports, a big bankruptcy at Chrysler, and of course, swine flu. So let's get some analysis now from David Wessel. He is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on this program. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I trust you're covering your mouth when you cough.
I am.
Just checking, both in terms of disease and the economy as well. The government was sounding a little optimistic not too long ago. What's happened here?
Well, there was some bad news this week, as you reported. The government said we've had the worst back-to-back quarters in the economy since the 1950s. Businesses cut back an awful lot. Exports are very weak. But there are some signs of light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. Consumer spending turned up after falling through the floor in December. An important early warning system, the number of people filing for new claims for unemployment benefits, though still high, is trending down. The stock markets had a couple of good months, the best 2 months in 7 years, and business inventories are falling a lot, which tends to mean that manufacturers may soon have to ramp up production if demand hardens a bit.
And I suppose some of the bad news of this week was expected. Nobody is terribly surprised that Chrysler filed for bankruptcy, for example.
That's right. I think one thing we know about this Chrysler bankruptcy was that it was stage managed in a way that nobody was shocked. It is not good for the economy to have a major company go bankrupt. It could hurt auto sales if people sort of hold off, although it may benefit competitors like Ford. And of course, their workers, the immediate effect will be on the workers. Chrysler is going to shut its plants for 30 to 60 days while it goes through the bankruptcy courts. That's not good for them or for anybody else.
Does the market seem to be assuming that the government's bailout plans for the auto industry in some fashion are going to work out?
I think that remains to be seen. They're clearly not panicked. The stock market is rising. There seems to be a lot of concern about the way the government decided to treat some of the senior debt holders. As President Obama made clear in his press conference, he considers some of them speculators for holding out and made a choice to force a deal that was more favorable to workers than the bankruptcy court would have provided. I think there's going to be a lot more anxiety about General Motors. It's a much, much bigger company, and the government has been trying to find a way to keep it out of bankruptcy, so the attention will move there. And then, of course, there's all this worry about the banks, which is persistent.
Now, David Wessel, has there been an economic impact, or is there an apparent economic impact from the swine flu?
Well, there is an immediate impact, of course, on travel and tourism. You saw these people cutting their trips to Mexico and more people stay home, even if it's a small number. But I think the real effect will depend on how bad the swine flu gets. If this is as bad as it gets, we'll be talking about something else in a month. If it becomes a pandemic and people are shutting schools and businesses and staying home, that, of course, has a very strong economic effect and not a good one. And then it really is not a convenient time to have anything else to sap people's confidence at a time when our confidence in the entire system of capitalism seems to be under assault.
Now, let's talk about confidence in banks. The first results of the bank stress tests came out at the start of the week. Do you feel like you know anything you didn't know about the banks?
We don't know very much yet. What the government did was explain to us the process by which they conducted the stress tests and some of the details. They're now in talks with each of the 19 big banks, and they tell us that sometime early next week we'll get a report on which ones of them have enough capital to get through a bad economic storm and which ones are going to need to raise more capital, either privately or from the government. The rumors is that 6 of the 19 don't have enough capital to get through and will have to raise some. So I think that's still a big question mark. And whether the stress test process will make investors and depositors and businesses feel more confident about the banks or whether it'll just make them feel less confident in the government's ability to manage this is still a very much an open question.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.